Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today we've got something really cool lined up for you. Absolutely. We're diving into the fascinating world of AI and thumbnails, specifically focusing on the Walmart Near Me strategy. Right. So for those who may not know, this strategy leverages recognizable retail environments to capture viewer curiosity. Think about it. People see those huge blue signs, and instinctively, they want to know more. Yeah, totally. It's like when you search for something simple, like store hours, and suddenly you find yourself watching a whole video about a survival challenge in the store. It's brilliant. Exactly. By 2026, creators are really going to change how they use local search to drive views. But today, we're breaking down 7 key secrets that will help you nail that Walmart Near Me thumbnail. I can't wait to hear these. So, what's the first secret? Well, the first one is all about using those familiar locations to spark instant curiosity. When you place yourself in a well-known setting, it feels relatable. People are more likely to stop scrolling because they recognize where they are. So it's almost like borrowing authority from these spaces, right? Exactly. Casual creators often struggle with views despite great content. This strategy taps into the huge search volume around local queries, reaching viewers who may not even be looking for your specific content. Wow, that's such a smart approach. Now, I know time is precious for creators. How does AI fit into making these thumbnails faster? Oh, this is a game changer. You don't need to trek to a store with a professional setup anymore. AI can cut down thumbnail creation time from hours to mere minutes. Tools like Banana Thumbnails. AI creative. Director can handle everything. Lighting, shadows, you name it. That's wild. So you're telling me you could create a professional-looking thumbnail in just 30 seconds? You got it. Just upload your image and describe what you want. The AI does the heavy lifting. It really transforms the entire process for everyday creators. That's incredible. What about some of the emotional triggers that can enhance these thumbnails? Great question. There are 5 key themes that drive engagement. Shock and awe, curiosity, gap, face, focus, big, text, and before after. These themes work across all platforms, regardless of your niche. Jordan, so whether you're doing tech reviews or cooking tutorials, these strategies can boost clicks every time? Now let's dig into the best settings for those Walmart Near Me thumbnails. It's not just about slapping a logo on there. Lighting has to match perfectly, or it can look super fake. Oh, I can see how that would be a huge turnoff for viewers. What do you recommend for fine-tuning the image? Alex, you want to enhance the image with tools that offer various options. For instance, Banana. Thumbnail gives you professional photo enhancements that can really make the colors pop, making those fluorescent store lights look cinematic. And what about matching the metadata? Does that help with engagement too? Absolutely. Good. AI tools analyze your video title and description to create contextually relevant designs. If your video is about finding cheap tech, the AI automatically includes electronics in the background. It's all about creating visual consistency. That's smart. Now let's talk about backgrounds. Why should creators avoid just using a solid color? Well, blank backgrounds look like ads, while familiar settings tell real stories. When people are searching for retail stores, they're in an engaged mindset, ready to take action. That makes so much sense. And I assume that can drive revenue too, right? Definitely. Successful creators optimize their thumbnails to boost merch sales and sponsorships. Miss a Beast, for example, generates massive revenue streams, partly thanks to relatable visuals that draw viewers in. So, what are some common mistakes creators make with their thumbnails? One of the biggest is cropping thumbnails for different platforms. Just slicing off the sides can ruin your whole composition. Instead, you need to regenerate images for each platform to maintain quality. Oh, I've seen that happen, and it's definitely not a good look. Exactly. Consistency is key, and it's about creating a complete visual campaign for every video. Adapting your thumbnails for platforms like YouTube, Instagram, and TikTok. So, how can creators measure the effectiveness of their thumbnails? They should monitor their click-through rates and average view durations in their analytics. Testing different AI-generated thumbnails in the first 24 hours can give the clearest performance data. That's super helpful. So to wrap this up, what's the biggest takeaway for our listeners? If you want to boost your clicks, utilize familiar local search concepts and consistently test these techniques on your videos. It may take practice, but the results are worth it. Absolutely. That's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.